kindness conspiracy. The word conspire has two vastly different meanings if you look it up. One is to join a secret agreement or to do an unlawful or wrongful act as a result of a secret agreement. But the second one is this, watch, to act in harmony towards a common end. Mm. I would submit to you that the kindness conspiracy is actually not Dave's original idea.
You already know. It's the Joe Kingdom Perspective.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Joe Kingdom Perspective. This is the show that gives you a kingdom perspective on clips from the Joe Rogan Experience so that you might identify just how the kingdom is advancing in the most unexpected of places, in the most unexpected of ways, and through the most unexpected of people. It's going to be a great time today. We're here with one of my regular co-hosts, Dr. Tony Robinson. What's happening?
Everything.
You right. And a good friend of the show, Unica Jonathan. What's up?
This is up. I'm loving this every time.
So. Facts. Same. I'm your regular host, Dove Alexander. And we're going to be getting into the kindness conspiracy today. Here we go.
Well, I'm constantly talking about race and culture and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tie us all together as opposed to to the average looker, onlooker, it's going to look like I'm separating people, but really I'm not.
Right.
I think where we're heading right now, we've ended up in a place now where we went from a melting pot to separation again.
I think it's going to come back. I really do.
It has to.
I really do. I think there's plenty of people like you and me that think that we could pull it all together. We just have to agree upon it. You know, like what Chappelle was saying, like this kindness conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
We got to kind of agree upon that.
We really do.
We really do. And it can be done. It really can. It's not that hard. It doesn't cost any money. Everybody can participate. We could all do better because of it. It's something it's right for everybody. When you see someone that's got a fucking KKK outfit on or something like that, that's a sad, sad person. That's sad. They're looking to belong. They're looking to be a part of
They want to be part of something.
They're sad.
And they really don't know anything about anything else. And so they really don't know anything about anything, and now they're learning about something, but it's the wrong thing.
Right. They found a tribe, but it's a shit tribe.
Yeah. And then a lot of them come out of it. I think there's a high recovery rate from that, I think.
You know who Christian Piccolini is?
No.
He's a guy who was in like a white power group and then came out of it and now helps people get out of those hate groups.
Yeah.
And, you know, does a
especially with
a lot
it's
of work
such
online.
An Italian name.
I know, right?
Such a weird thing to do.
I don't know his story exactly. I heard him on a podcast before. But there's, you know, it's like Daryl Davis.
That the black guy that helped him?
Yes. He's a gentleman that was on my podcast. He's a brilliant blues musician. And he has personally himself converted over 200 people to quit the KKK and neo-Nazi organizations.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and came on the podcast and explained how it all happened, that he was on the road and he was in a club doing music and he sat down with this guy and the guy was like, I never had a drink with a black guy before.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what? And he goes, yeah, I'm in the Klan. And the guy was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he became this guy's friend.
Huh.
And, just said, hey, you know, next time I'm in town, look me up. And they hung out together. They had dinner together. A couple months later, the guy handed him his outfit. He's a fucking Grand Dragon or whatever it is.
Wow.
And he said, I can't do this anymore. He's like, I realize, like, I'm wrong. I've been told this. I lived by this.
Yeah.
And it's wrong. And now I know because of you. And Daryl has done that with more than 200 people now.
Dang, mad props to Daryl. I think we're going to have to Tarantino this one and start at the end and work our way back to the beginning with all the goodness that's in it. But I love that story, you know? Mm-hmm. He ends up sitting next to a guy, and this guy's like, I've never had Hennessy before, or whatever it was that he said. And in that moment, he had the opportunity to be offended, flipping the bird and roll out.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, he said, I became his friend.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yes.
Dang, talk about walking as and in the image of Jesus.
Yes.
to sit down with people who have never encountered mm-hmm. someone like you before, who had preconceived ideas about what you might be like, who yep. said something that could have been taken offensively, but instead you just become their friend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it transforms everything.
Yes.
One of y'all, let's go. Come on.
For me, it's like that, just that word, like he became his friend,
mm-hmm.
like a relationship. When Jesus says, love your enemies.
Yes.
You know, like Daryl did that.
Come on.
You
yes.
know? And look what happened. Like, it's not just that guy that changed 200 more people
yes.
from the
so
KKK.
Far.
Yes. So far. Exactly. Changed and admitted they were wrong. And, you know, even the people, what I saw from there is the people in the KKK too, you know, there's a sense of right and wrong
mm-hmm.
within them. So there's hope. With, yes. again, humanity, right? There,
yes.
It's not like you're in the KKK, forget it, you're just dumb and you know, whatever, mm-hmm. right? Like, mm-hmm. no, Daryl saw value
yes.
in him. Hey, let me introduce you to something that you have never known before or you
yes.
have assumed, and I'm going to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I'm going to invite you into my home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. Like, inviting someone who allegedly, you know, hates the bejesus out of you
mm-hmm.
into your home and having a relationship just
yep.
as humans, mm-hmm. You know, in honor, you know, and in love. And that's when the person was able to say, you know what? I've lived by this, but this is wrong.
Yes.
Come on.
You know, let mm-hmm. me take off this old clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
yes.
put on
yes.
the new.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. and which is the true identity of who he really mm-hmm. was, you know, and I loved, that Joe said, basically, those people are just sad.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, they're looking
yes.
for a place to belong,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, and they're desperate for that,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so Daryl gave that,
mm-hmm. yeah.
that place to belong
mm-hmm.
from the most unexpected of places for this guy.
Yes.
So
perfect.
I love it.
So good. So, so good. And, you know, Joe said, you know, that people are looking for a place to belong. But when we are confident in our identity and we are not easily offendable,
mm-hmm.
like you said, he could have got offended and said, Chuck, we out of here. Like, especially not just that, oh, I've never had a drink with a black guy. And it's like, what? Okay, I can see you not being offended by that. But it's like, yeah, I'm in the Klan. Okay,
mm-hmm.
now I want to be offended, like either that or afraid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, but love will always, always, always triumph and trump fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like that opened a door of intrigue probably for Daryl. It's like, I want to see where this guy's at is what I'm imagining. And so, but being that place of not taking offense and not getting in a fear and having a dialogue with the person that leads to another dialogue. If we look at this truth is that everyone is looking for a place to belong. Everyone's looking for a tribe. Even if they have a crappy tribe,
mm-hmm.
they found a place where they belong. But when we show up in love, when we show up in right identity, when we show up in security and confidence in ourselves, we offer an upgrade to a better place to belong.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he offered him, this is a, you know, it's of a lower tribe, not the people, but the,
mm-hmm.
you know, now I'm giving you an upgrade. This is an opportunity to upgrade into something that is authentic, that is real, that is, will help you take off your mask, take off your costume, because mm-hmm. ultimately, my personal opinion, that is a costume.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not every mm-hmm. clown is at the circus.
Mm-hmm.
However, there was an exchange of robes. Let's lay down this robe and take up a robe of righteousness
yes.
because this is a better way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Find you a tribe that can spell. That'd be a start. Now, to bring it all the way back to the beginning, I love Russell's intentionality
mm-hmm.
to find the hilarity in culture between
mm-hmm.
people groups and to bring that joy that brings people together and into unity.
Mm-hmm.
I love it that it's impossible to be truly angry at someone that you are laughing with.
Yeah,
come on.
And I love to do this to my daughter. When my daughter gets mad at me, I'm going to start making jokes. And so thank God, Cinda mostly looks like Beth, but she does have my brow, and so like she'll be mad at me, her little brow is all furrowed, and I'll start cracking jokes, and she has this lowrider dimple that starts to give her away because she's still looking at me like this, but I see that and then I'm like, ah, see your dimple, you think I'm hilarious, and finally she'll break, you know, and she'll laugh at one of my jokes, and she She can't stay mad at me for long, mm-hmm. you know? But that ability, when you laugh together, mm-hmm. you love each other. It's yes. just is what yes. it is. And so I love how intentional he is in that.
Mm-hmm. I also love that this little nuance, I don't know if you all caught this or not, but as Joe was describing, hey, this guy that's bringing people, you know, out of the KKK, and he's like, yeah, Daryl Davis. And Russell says, oh, the black guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I know he identified him by his name.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm going to leave that there.
For me, I want to go back to, you know, what you said about laughing with. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not laughing at.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So different, right?
Yes.
When you're laughing with people, you're bringing people together. And I yes. love how Russell was saying, I know from the outside people might think that I'm separating, but I'm yes. not.
Yeah.
My whole point in doing what I'm doing is to tie us all back Come together. On. And he's yes. like saying, we have to. Mm-hmm. We've moved from a melting pot to separation, and we mm-hmm. have to come back.
Yeah.
Before we continue this conversation, I know that we use the word kingdom a lot around here. Now, if you misunderstand the definition of a word, you will misunderstand everything that we're talking about. But the good news is we have a free course for you at kingdomintro.com that will fill you in on all things Kingdom 101. So if you'd like to know more about what the kingdom is, who you are in it, and how to operate from a kingdom mindset, head over to kingdomintro.com and take advantage of this free course today.
Yes.
We have to come back to being together. And I love what Joe said, too. Like, there's so much hope in them mm-hmm. and so much just this sense of, like, we could do this. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's people like you and there's people like me. And it's not hard, man.
Come on.
It doesn't yeah. cost money.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, to do this. And yes. it has to happen.
Yes.
Like, if that ain't kingdom, I don't know what is.
Mm-hmm.
You
Absolutely.
Know? Mm-hmm. And so that part of it, like, really got me excited because they are so hopeful.
Yes.
They're
yes.
not this like, well, I'm just this one person or I'm just a comedian. Mm-hmm. Like, who's going to listen to me? And, you know, this world is going to hell in a handbasket because mm-hmm. of how every, you know, they're not just stating the problem.
Yes.
They're saying, we're going to be the solution. And yes. this is where it's going to start.
Yes. And they extended the invitation and everybody can participate.
Yes. Yes.
I said that. It's yes. inclusive, yes. this yes. idea. Yes. Well, that's what you said about laughing at versus laughing with, mm-hmm. because I've noticed, and we did an episode already about the difference between racial comedy and racist comedy, mm-hmm. right? And if you go back and you watch one of Russell Peters' clips or anybody who is an expert at racial mm-hmm. humor, Joe mm-hmm. Coy would be mm-hmm. another one. As soon as they start talking about a cultural aspect of an ethnicity, mm-hmm. you can hear the crowd start to laugh.
Yes, yes.
And what's happening? He has just started to point towards something they know to be true. They're
exactly.
laughing before
yes.
he's laughing.
Yes. Yes.
And it is that art of mm-hmm. how do we laugh with each
yes.
other
yes.
rather than laughing at each
yes.
other.
Yes.
And these guys are so skilled in that mm-hmm. arena.
Mm-hmm. You know, when he said we've gone from a melting pot to what was the word?
Separation.
It's a separation. I had a quick visual of like a fondue, right? And mm-hmm. it's the cheese and it's a slow melt. It's a slow flame so that it melts gently so that it all blends together. And then I saw separation and I saw a stew. And in order to make a stew, you need to bring it to the boil, get everything boiling. And then the boiling, mm-hmm. things begin to separate. The meat begins to separate. The tomatoes separate. If you put okra in it, it begins to open up, everything begins to separate. But what you do once the stew has reached a boiling point, all you have to do is turn the fire down. Mm-hmm. So if we can learn how to turn the fire down,
let's
and
go, Doc.
Humor and laughter squashes fire, mm-hmm. it brings it down, it tames down the boil. But what we find out that has happened as part of the boiling process is everything that was in the pot boiling has released the essence of itself. And then all of a sudden we realize that the best stew has to have the tomatoes or the potatoes. It needed everything that was mm-hmm. in the pot boiling with it in order for it to be the fragrant, the aromatic, the deliciousness that it was. So them seeing where we are now and realizing, hey, now we can come in and put a little flour in there, a little cornstarch in there to thicken it up and turn the fire down mm-hmm. so that it'll begin to simmer together and it'll be better than it was previously because mm-hmm. now we got a whole lot more flavor.
Come
so
on.
So good. So good. I want to go back a little bit to Daryl Davis, because one of the things that I saw with Daryl Davis and what he did was that intentionality and that time and investment,
mm-hmm.
right, to change this person's perception.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there's knowledge in that. Right. You mm-hmm. have to learn. You know, the person was ignorant before, mm-hmm. but now he is knowledgeable.
Yes.
Right. Knowledgeable about a different person, knowledgeable about a particular people group. Mm-hmm. Right. I could only imagine the conversations they've mm-hmm. had in their gosh. House.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
To the point where love and friendship.
Yes.
Became a thing. Yes. Right. So perception is extremely important because it could change our reality.
Yes.
Come on.
Right. Yes. And yes. we have the mind of Christ. We mm-hmm. have God's perspective, mm-hmm. or not perspective, perception.
Yes.
You know, and when we agree with what God is doing and what God, how God thinks,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus has the mind of God and mm-hmm. is how God thinks, we get to start living our lives based on His realities,
mm-hmm.
His truths, of people, of ourselves, you know,
yes.
and also the world around us, right? Like
yes.
what we have been provided with, mm-hmm. like it's no longer coming from a place of lack mm-hmm. or unbelonging or having that orphan mindset, but it's mm-hmm. coming from a place of I am loved, I am part of a family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The belonging is there automatically mm-hmm. because of who God is and who we mm-hmm. are to Him. And so I wanted to bring that back there and how that changes
yes.
realities.
Yes,
absolutely. So we're getting kind of like an inside look, this kindness conspiracy
mm-hmm.
that is kind of Dave's idea and that he's putting out there, and that Joe's like, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Russell's like, I'm in. And then they're like, hey, everybody could play. Let's mm-hmm. do this, right? It's so interesting. Kindness conspiracy. The word conspire has two vastly different meanings mm-hmm. if you look it up. One is to join a secret agreement or to do an unlawful or wrongful act as a result of a secret agreement. But the second one is this, watch, to act in harmony towards a common end.
Mm.
I would submit to you that the kindness conspiracy is actually not Dave's original idea.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
I would say that the kindness conspiracy began with the Father, the Son,
yes.
and
Come
the Holy
on.
Spirit.
Amen.
It is the kindness of God that mm-hmm. leads men mm-hmm. to repentance, metanoeo, the changing
yes.
of the way that they
yes.
think. I would say that Dave is the one who has apprehended the eternal conspiracy of the theology of the Trinity, and they are putting it into motion. So I'm so, man,
yes,
I'm so
yes,
excited
yes.
about what is happening right now, because this is going to change the mindset of culture
yes.
into agreement mm-hmm. with God's thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you break down the etymology of the word even more so, con is against,
mm-hmm.
spire has to do with breath.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so there is something that currently stands against the culture of God, against the culture mm-hmm. of the kingdom, which is kindness. But the Trinity has conspired. They are breathing
yes.
a difference
yes.
into the earth that is being mm-hmm. voiced by these gentlemen, and that everybody is invited to participate in the kindness of God
yes.
and the attributes
yes.
of the Father.
Yes.
And so it's the best.
It is.
And again, like going back to Daryl, we don't know where he is in his theological belief system. But what we do know is that he's truly, truly, truly living out the kingdom.
Come on.
And mm-hmm. what we're seeing here is in that kindness aspect, right? It's doing three things. It's bringing reformation, restoration, and reconciliation.
Wow, come on.
And repentance, because this man had to change his thought process. He had to change the way that he think. He had to have a change of thought in order to even engage in a relationship with Daryl. He had to let down some guards, like, hey, I need to think, I'm rethinking some things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is repentance. And now we see him being redeemed. Time is being redeemed. The amount of time that he spent growing up, being influenced, being taught these things that were right. erroneous, now time is being redeemed because he has a new way of thinking. He's able to embrace people that he had previously opposed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we see repentance, we see reformation, we see things being reformed. He's being reformed. All
mm-hmm.
of those things. We're seeing brethren reconciled,
yes.
which is really kingdom, right? It's
Come
the
on.
Reconciliation of brethren, of humanity, bringing them together, rejointing, refitting mm-hmm. things together. Mm-hmm. That is kingdom, my friends.
Come on, let's
it
go.
Is. And I love the fact that, you know, like we've said it multiple times, but I'm going to state the obvious. What we're talking about repentance is not to Christianize.
Yes.
Right. I just want to make that super clear yes. in case anybody hears it and automatically, without realizing, that's what we're thinking.
Yes.
You right. know what I mean?
We're not talking about getting super
we're
sorry
not.
And snotting on an altar.
Correct. No. That is not what we're talking. We're talking about changing mindsets. We're talking yes. about healing. Like, I could only imagine the guy that, you know, Daryl was with, the healing that happened mm-hmm. within himself, mm-hmm. within his family, like the forgiveness, like, and the cool thing is, like, he doesn't see it as his life has been wasted, but there's something
yes.
new.
Yes.
There's a new life that he now gets to have mm-hmm. of relationship with people, but also even thoughts within himself. Mm-hmm. Like, hatred takes a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, of energy.
It sure does.
It, you know, and it depletes you and mm-hmm. it causes you to stop. And, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times, like when you see people and you have to choose to hate them, it's ridiculously mm-hmm. hard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It takes so much for you to always assume the worst of people, mm-hmm. especially mm-hmm. when they're so kind. And yet, because they're a different people group and you're taught, I have to, you know, think this way about mm-hmm. them, like you're looking mm-hmm. for, like, all the negative things that are not even mm-hmm. there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so there's so much freedom, you know, I get from yes. this person to be able to say, like, I want to take off all of these mm-hmm. things that are lies, that have been wow. heavy, mm-hmm. you know. And so the life that he has, not only in relationship to Daryl and, you know, people of a different people group from him, but also just within himself, too.
Yes.
There's so much freedom yes. in that. So, yeah.
Yes. And I love I love that they call it the kindness conspiracy mm-hmm. and not the niceness.
Yes.
Because there's a difference.
There is.
Come on. Absolutely. Well, I'll say this. Since the invitation was extended, everybody could participate. I am a card-carrying member of the kindness conspiracy I'm in. I want to invite yes. you yes. guys to be in. Let's go out. Let's represent the kindness of God upon the earth, which is the invitation for everyone mm-hmm. to step into the nature, the attributes, the characteristics, the benefits of the person of God. We can change the world.
Amen.
Let's do it.
Let's
we'll
go.
See you next time.
You already know. It's the Joe Kingdom Perspective.